So first, I like object lessons, so I wanted to talk about a bucket and or use a bucket for an object lesson, but first I have a story about the bucket. On the way down here, I told Michelle, my wife, that I need a bucket, and she said, well, why don't we stop at Rural King in Mount Carmel, and surely they have buckets. And so it's on the way, so we pulled in. And Jackson and I walked into Rural King, and a young man stopped us and said, hey, we're having a bucket sale. I'm like, thanks, Lord. Maybe that is what I'm supposed to talk about. So I want to use the bucket to represent something here. And I have a number on the back of it here. What is that number? What is the number there?
168.
168, yeah. So I need somebody that is good at math or smart. You guys are a lot smarter than I am. What does 168 represent? Any ideas? Bernie this afternoon said he liked math. I kind of like math too, but not the best at it. Sam was always better at math than me, but 168 is divisible by a lot of different things. What's that? How many inches and 14 feet? Okay. That's not what I'm thinking about, but good. It is along that type of line, though, that type of thinking. What all is 168 divisible by? It's divisible by 1, it's divisible by 2, it's divisible by 3, it's divisible by 4. It's not divisible by 5. I'm not sure about 6. It is 6, okay. So it's also divisible by 7. That's a big hint. It's divisible by 8. It's divisible by 12. It's divisible by 24. Another really big hint. What is 168? Yes, thank you. I want to talk about time and how we spend our time, the importance of time. First, I want to ask you, what do you spend the most time doing? There's one thing that we spend the most time doing. Sleeping. Very good. Who likes to sleep? I love stretching out at night. Finally. Okay, but we live in a unique time in history. Well, first, let me ask you this question. How many of you spends most of your waking hours looking for food, hunting for food, or maybe growing food? None of us do, right? I'm a farmer, and I don't even do that, right? Mm-hmm. So we live in a unique time in history when we have probably more free time than anybody ever has before. But we also live in a very challenging time in history because we are more distracted than anybody else in history. So I want to talk about these hours that you have. You know, God gives each of us 168 hours every week. And what do we spend those 168 hours on? So I have one verse for you. This is going to be short. And I'm going to say it, and then I want you guys to repeat it back with me, okay? That in all things he might have the preeminence, or the first place. Okay, repeat it back with me. That in all things he might have the preeminence. Yeah. So that means all of these, right? All 168 hours. We spend a lot of times wasting time, right? We talk about wasting time. You know, a lot of how your life will turn out is how you spend your time, right? And so if we waste our time, we will have a wasted life. You know, Lot had a saved soul, but a wasted life, we might say. And we don't want your life to turn out like that. If you'll spend your time, and it's even just on small things, spend your time on meaningful things, you will have a meaningful life, especially if it's for eternal value, things of eternal value. Okay, I have a couple other little buckets back here. You know, our life gets, the hours get poured out. That's why I wanted a bucket here. And I was going to fill it up with water, but I thought I'd make a horrible mess because I'm pretty clumsy. So, you know, it gets poured out just hour by hour by hour by hour by hour by hour. And God gives us 168 hours every week. You know, but there's some things that we like to pull out for ourselves. And we say, no, God, we don't want you in those hours. And so, remember what our verse was? That in all things, he might have the preeminence, right? So let's make sure there aren't things that, there's nothing hidden from God, but maybe we should say that's where God is not included in it. So, I have just a stanza of one poem here to read to you, and this might be familiar with you, for or to you. Two little lines I heard one day, traveling along life's busy way, bringing conviction to my heart, and from my mind would not be depart. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Let's spend our time for the Lord.